You are listening to Wisdom from the Heart with me, Andrea. It's August 8th, and this episode is actually one that I promised myself to create last Wednesday, because as I said in the previous one, I'm gonna release one episode each Wednesday. And that meant that when the last episode was released, I immediately started planning this one, and I actually had a really hard time thinking about what the topic should be, so I decided that it being August and, you know, the beginning of fall, I'm gonna share my steps for handling fall. So this episode I have decided to entitle How to Get Most Out of the Fall Using Your Summer Vibe. And with that being said, if you're anything like me, you didn't get the summer that you wanted. And that's something that can be a bit tricky, because a lot of people talk about their cool summer. And in my opinion, that's even more reason for creating the best fall that you can basically have. And if it were totally up to me, I would create it as a regular coaching session and really use all the tools actively. But it's not up to me, so I'm gonna do the best I can and help you get the fall that you desire. So, without further ado, and I promise that this episode, unlike the previous one, will have a bit more, like, transitional tracks, so it won't be like from one sentence to the next without any pause. It will hopefully have a better flow. And as always, please reach out to me in the show notes if you desire a specific topic, or if you have feedback, or if you just want to say hi, or if you really want to make my day, you can reach out and say, I want to be interviewed. And you don't have to be anyone special. In fact, I really want a regular person. Because, get this, when we listen to a lot of the popular podcasts, you think that everyone, it's a millionaire, everyone is happy all the time, and everyone has famous friends. That's far from the truth for 99% of everyone. And while it's cool to listen to that, and while it's cool to know some quote-unquote famous people, the fact of the matter is that our life is our life. And I think, just as with reality TV, podcast helps us escape reality sometimes. And that's why I have created this one, because, I mean, there are tons of talk shows you can listen to if you just want an hour to pass by quickly. Hopefully, though, my podcast can help you pass the time as well. But my goal is that when I help you pass the time, I also give you some tools you can implement right away. So I've been thinking that to make it as easy as possible to follow, I've created 3 steps called prep, doing, and dreaming. Prep, doing, and dreaming, the short version would be PDD. So, if you are ready to prep, do, and dream, then let's get started by doing some prep work. And I often find prep work to be the most fun, actually. So I really dig this step. But you never know. Sometimes I include more steps as I go along, because I like to treat you as I would any good client, and I want you to get the best you possibly can. So I'm so excited to prep with you. So let's do that, and then we can go to do and dream. I actually think that do is the hardest and dream is the easiest. And I'm gonna talk a little bit more about why in a few. So let's get on to the prep part. So we are gonna prep, and as I said, I really like this step a lot. And I think it's because when we prep, we can dream a little bit. But in order to really prep and get something out of it, we need to get out of our head and into our body. So whenever you are ready, unless you're driving a car, don't do this. Whenever you're ready, stretch your arms and legs. Just stretch, stretch, stretch. Just think about when you're tired in the morning and you don't want to wake up. Start by stretching and take 3 deep breaths. In through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you do this, let thoughts flow and don't worry about what you're thinking or not thinking about. When this little physical step is done, and I say physical because you stretch, so you use your body. But when you have done that, then you put down either a piece of paper or you open your favorite app, and it can be Pinterest or it can be Evernote, it can be Asana, it can be Slack, it can be whatever you use to organize yourself and a team if you have one. And then you put the heading like fall 2019, and then you very shortly summon how you want to feel. So you start with, how do you want to feel? Do you want to feel secure? Do you want to feel ignited? Do you want to feel cared for? Do you want to feel adventurous? Do you want to feel in love? Do you want to feel passionate? Do you want to feel free? Do you want to feel renewed? Do you want to feel awesome? And then when you get down what you want to feel, then it's much easier to get there. And the reason why, because sometimes you might think, this fall I'm gonna get a new job. But then, in order to get a new job, it's much easier to get to that goal if you know how you want to feel. Because how does a new job feel? Or whatever your goal might be for this fall. Because as Danielle Laporte points out in the desire map, we are not chasing a goal, but we are chasing the feeling of a goal. So how would it feel to reach the goal that you have? So you start with, how do you want to feel this fall? And then you put one goal for your private life, one goal for your professional life, and one goal for your free time. And then you see, what do they have in common? Do they have people in common? Do they have places in common? Can they be combined in any way? Do you have friends that can help you reach those goals? Do you want friends to help you reach those goals? The great thing now, if you don't have any friends who want to reach those goals, there are a lot of masterminds online that you can join. Some are free, some are paid. But I can hands down say that some of the free ones are actually the best. And my goal is to open a free mastermind for any listener of this podcast. I will get back to you with the info when it's done. But take those goals. Your work, your private goal, and your free time goal. And look at the similarities. And then, how would it feel to reach those goals? And the more you can articulate how it would feel in your body, in your bank accounts, in your heart, in your community, like, the more details you can get down, and don't worry, there is no time limit, you can add later. And also, if you really want to get going fast, you can just do a voice recording note, you know. You can use an app like Brain Toss and send it to yourself, and then you can implant it in Evernote to really get going, because your goals is so important, because you are important. So that's prepping, and that's prepping A, and then prepping B comes up now, because like I said, I love to prep. So Prep B is coming up. And that's basically how to get there if you're totally lost. Or if you're not lost, you can still need a push, right? So B, B, B is coming up. In step B, we are going to use your experiences this summer to reach your goal. Take one positive and one negative experience from this summer and just look at what you learned from it. Maybe you learned how to have more patience. Maybe you learned you are less patient than you thought you were. Maybe you're not sure what you learned, and that's okay. Just get it down and know that if you're stuck, I'm here to help. Reach down. Reach down and out to me in the show notes. So, with those experiences under your belt, feel into the feeling that these experiences made you feel. What do they trigger? Why do you think that is? And the why is often the key to understand it. So the good way when you ask yourself, why did this trigger this in me? Don't overanalyze the answer. Take the first that comes, because that's usually the right one. And go from there. And then ask yourself, how can this help me reach the goal I prepped for? Because you are in the prep phase. So take some time, and if you want to save time, like I said, use a voice recorder. Get it out there. And when I mean get it out there, I mean get it, you know, on the recorder so that you can have it and go from there and use it as a mask. Because even if it's a cliche, it's true. Life is the biggest university of all. Now we are gonna start step two, which is doing. And without doing, there is no action at all. So a lot of us get stuck in the prep phase, actually, because we procrastinate. So that's why I'm gonna kick you, and we are gonna do it together. Hang on. It's time to get into the doing of things. So let's do this. So what you want to do is crack out your calendar or open up your calendar app. And you want to divide this into three separate entries. So one is the short-term goal. What can you do the first upcoming 3 days to make this happen? And how will that make you feel? And how do you feel right now about it? Once you have that down on your calendar, getting to the feeling that you desire, and C, enjoying it, and D, getting ready to dream. Because as you put down each thing you do to reach the goal, you will see that, darn, I'm making progress. And if you catch yourself procrastinating, reach out. I would really recommend an accountability buddy, and you could get that for free in a Facebook group or on impossible.com, or, you know, there are tons of ways to get an accountability buddy. So, you want to get a new job, and then you don't give up. No, because then maybe you can do a side hustle. Maybe you can sell some products to get to that feeling of freedom or whatever you want to do. But be clear and applaud the small goals along the way, because those are what gonna take you to the big ones. And setbacks is going to happen almost certainly. But if you catch yourself procrastinating, acknowledge that, be honest about it. Be honest about that. With that dream in my hand, there is nothing that's gonna be shredded. Nothing is gonna change. That dream needs to go into action. And if you're scared, take a deep breath and think about the worst experience you have been through and how you got through it. And then see if this is harder. I bet it's not. And don't let cash be an excuse, because that doesn't really matter. What matters is that you get to the feeling that you want, and maybe sometimes you will find out through the process that what you thought you initially wanted is not what you wanted at all. But the feeling is still the same. So, really reach out to me. What do you want to feel like this for? Why? What stopped you before? Answer these questions and take the first answer that comes up, because that's the true one. And now, let's get ready to dream. And if you have a Pinterest account, it's perfect to pick it up right now. If you don't want to use Pinterest, you can download an app called WeTransfer, in one word, which is basically a private Pinterest board where you can add audio, you can add websites, you can add documents. So, if you don't feel like Pinteresting, then use WeTransfer. Or if you don't really dig Pinterest, maybe you like WeHeart it better. But the thing is that you can also use Pinterest strictly for inspiration. We're gonna get to this in this last step called Dream, which is basically also my favorite step. We are all dreamers, and that's so good, but we need to act as well. But that's why I saved dreaming for last. And you will understand why. Because the last step, when it's done in this succession, I am not joking. It's amazing what dreaming can do in the right context if you have done stuff first. So, now let's get cracking. I'm ready for some dreaming. We are gonna talk about dreaming. So, go to Pinterest or any similar site and search for what you want to accomplish and create a visual board. Once you think that you have accomplished that, your next step is to create an article written from a future you, 1 year ahead, and put into it all the things you have accomplished, how you did it, how it made you feel, how it smells, how it feels in your heart, how it feels with your friends, if there are any new friends there, and so on. And then read it every day, or listen to it every day if it's a recording. Because in the beginning, it's hard to believe that that can be reality. And it will feel a bit strange. But I promise, the more you do it, the more inspired you will do to take action. You will take action accordingly. So with that said, dream ahead, because you deserve it. You really do. And I'll see you next day. I just have to put in here that the time is 2 a.m. here. So I'll hear or you will hear me, rather, next Wednesday, and you can always reach out to me in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.